It's now Tuesday, the second day of my work here as Salford's poet in residence. Waiting for my newfound friend Robbo, I'm sat here in the Salford Diner, here in Salford Shopping City, a piece of real gut Salford. In fact, I've just had a thought. It could be just right for the first of my grand recitals. I wonder what the acoustics are like.
Ma, I wandered lonely as a cloud.
No, the Lowry it is.
You're right there, love.
Never better. Lovely pasty.
Cheers, darling. All right, you're out.
Toasted tea cake!
An hour has elapsed and I'm checking Robbo's mobile once more.
Hi, you've reached Robbo. I can't talk to you at the moment because I'm turning over a sub-post office and Dibble's going to be here any minute. But don't hang up, because I'd love to know who called. And remember, the old world's a circus. Don't you be the clown. Ciao.
Robbo, Ralphie again. Just wondering if you got my messages. I'm really rather anxious to get cracking on my search for the young woman in the chip shop. So do call me when you get this. Bye. Excuse me?
Yes, love?
Do you know where I might find a taxi around here? How many more chippies are there in the vicinity, do you reckon?
Only about another 40.
Oh, good. Plenty more chances, then.
I have got other pickups waiting for me, you know.
Well, pick them up, by all means. I don't mind having them in the cab. I mean, they might like to help me look. It's that sort of community, isn't it? Yes, why don't you do that? We could make a day of it.
I knock off in an hour, sir. I've been up since 5.
I really must find this young woman. There's another one.
That's a Chinese, sir. I don't think she's going to be in there.
Control to 26, come in, please, over.
26,
over.
Mrs. McCabe is still waiting. Yeah, I know she's waiting.
Ralph Danza.
But this tosser wants taken on a guided tour of the entire Salford takeaway industry.
Pity's sake, Robbo, where have you been?
I've told him that, but he's obsessed.
Oh, I see. No, I'm sorry.
I can't just dump him round here.
You're at the chippy now.
Do you know any fit blonde birds with kids who work in a chippy?
Fab. Can you direct us? Brilliant. Robbo, I owe you. How much? I did give you 40 quid, Robbo.
Yeah, but the bus fares have only gone up, haven't they?
Right, that'll be £44.80, mate.
Oh, you've been such a help to call it 45. Cheers.
Have a nice day.
Add to what, the last bit. And I've got my probation officer on me back.
Why?
With all your money and status, you're rapidly getting the reputation of Salford's new Mr. Big.
You reckon?
Oh, you are a player, Alfie.
So I'm seen as a bit of a bad boy, then?
Yeah. That's right, Alfie. And you know what? Every time you open your mouth, little Miss Fish Fryer's batter is really gonna hot up.
Robbo, thank you.
Hang on. Am I supposed to get home?
Lord, sorry. Look, here's another 20.
I'll try and make it last. Hey, hope you cop off.
Robbo, I'm interested in this young woman purely for professional reasons.
Yeah, Alfie, of course. I'm sorry. Be gentle with her, though, won't you?
Stepping inside Harry's place reveals an Aladdin's cave of fat friars rattling change and the chitter-chatter of Salford at lunch. And the smells. Oh, my goodness. Salford, let me inhale thee. If I die, let them lay me to rest here, in Harry's place.
Just waiting for chips. Anyone not want chips?
It's her. Now in her fish and chip tunic, she takes on an added dimension.
What was yours, love? 2 pudding chips, 1 chips and gravy. Right, it's just been another couple of minutes. Anyone not want chips?
Hello.
Hello again.
Ah, you remember me.
Yeah, be quite hard not to.
Why?
Well, let's just say I've not met anyone quite like you before.
Quite breathtaking.
Salford, thy name is woman. Do tell me your name.
Gail.
Gail. Perfect.
So, what can I get you?
What do you recommend?
What you fancy.
What have you got?
The lot.
Well, maybe that's what I should have then.
You'll have to wait for chips.
Oh, I can wait.
Fish, chips and peas then.
Sounds perfect. Excuse me. My agent. Ralph Danza. Ah, Daniela, hi. How are you? Good. All right. In Galway. Look, Daniela, I'll go and read out there.
Eat in a takeout.
Sorry, Daniela. Oh, eating in would be lovely. Well, for a start off, they can put me on a decent flight, Daniela. I am not flying on one of those converted Spitfires where the girl has an epi if your hand luggage is any bigger than a bum belt.
Bread bottle, will be.
Forty minutes later and I'm sat digesting this double-barreled Salford lunch. Fish and chips and Gail. Gail. What a perfect name. Not a gale that blows us off course. More a dogged headwind navigating us through this ocean of lumpen seafood, starch and saturated fat.
Sorry.
And poetry. Gail and every utterance of poetry. Two chip balms. To the recipients, it's just another stodgy lunch. But Gail makes it sound like the title of a rock and roll album.
Everything all right for you?
Perfect.
You on your lunch break, then?
I don't know. Can a poet ever be on his lunch break?
Is that what you are, then? A poet?
Yes, you're poet in residence, in fact.
Been a while since I wrote any poems.
You write poetry?
Won the school poetry competition when I was 14.
Really?
I'm a little lad's into silly verses and that.
Come on, Gail, I've got a cue here.
I'd love to talk to you more about the project and learn about you and your writing.
Oh, I don't know.
Dinner?
Chips and gravy.
Yes, if you like. I mean, no, obviously. Italian? Thai?
Gail?
I make a change, but I really can't.
Ralph.
Thanks anyway. Ralph.
Lunchtime has ended. And Robbo and I are now outside the chippy looking on as Gail shares a little tenacious banter with a young skateboarder through the chippy window.
So she gave you the thumbs down then?
No, she's just a bit pushed for time at the moment.
Oh, aye. Still, not to worry. It's not like you fancy her, eh? Strictly poetry.
With the fella.
He looks to be doing all right, though.
He's about 10 years younger than Gail.
Maybe that's what she's after, Alfie. Dynamic thing, a skateboard.
You reckon?
Oh, aye. Fanny Magnet.
Who's Fanny Magnet?
The woman who runs a local skateboard shop.
Oh, can we go there now?
I'll be shut now. But, tell you what, meet me in the boozer at 15:15. Mine's a lager.
But this wheel's all skew-whiff, Robbo.
Well, that's the design. It's a proper competition one.
But it's all cracked down the side.
That means it's seasoned. You see, all these things help to vary the board's aerodynamics, meaning it can only be mastered by really serious skateboarders, like the guy that Gail was rapping with.
Maybe Gail's son could give me a lesson on it.
Oh, God, he's going to be thrilled. I mean, there's no way his mum's going to be able to afford one of these.
Why? How much is it?
I've done you a great deal, Ralphie.
What, with Fanny?
Yeah, that's right, Ralphie. I told Fanny all about you, and she's letting you have it for £400.
Blimey, it's another wadge out of my budget. But since the Arts Council are paying, who am I to barter? It's late, and I'm back at the hotel. Today, Salford and I have truly bonded. I have tasted the anger of Salford, and I've run with it, played with it, and now, as I sit armed with state-of-the-art skateboard, that urban fury has lodged itself deep within me. A dangerous, untested explosive, liable to go off at the slightest... Yes? Ah, you return my call at last. Right. I ordered a bottle of the Puy Fumé 1999. Your boy brings it, I come to open it, and find it's the 1998... No, it's not pretty much the same wine, you moron. Any off-licence cashier knows that Puy Fumé always needs to be drunk as young as possible. Are you saying I don't know my grapes?
thank God my anger can be fueled into my verse. And how better to let off this Salfordian steam than by reading my new poem, inspired by the fire inside me, ignited by Gale, whose poetic spirit I'm resolved to liberate, dripping with both rage as well as optimism, unashamedly autobiographical. The poem, once more gifted to me by the spirit of the Salford people, is called Skateboard Lover Man. Be my skateboard, and we'll ride your pavement together. We'll slip and we'll slide, we'll never take the easy ride. No need for bus, cab, train or tram if you let me be your skateboard lover man. Take my wheels and I'll steal you through the twists and turns of mummy's moods and daddy's perms. I'll be your forever number one fan if you let me be your skateboard lover man. Skateboard lover man, lighting up the nights. Skateboard lover man along Earlham o' the Heights. Skateboard lover man takes you from behind. Skateboard lover man rogering your mind. We'll ride the precinct, Pendleton that is, and when old Alf the cobbler cries, you're going too fast. Naff off, Grandpa, we'll roar, and leave him choking in our dust. Come on, girl, sit astride me. Every babe in town wants to ride me. My rays are so hot I'll give you a tan when you let me be your skateboard lover man. Skateboard lover man, burning off the rozzers. Skateboard lover man, you silly fascist tossers. Skateboard lover man, the cock of Broughton Park. Skateboard lover man, lock up your daughters after dark. I'll show you real love, four-wheel love, slippery like an eel, love. If we're broke, then we steal, love. I'm the cock, so kneel, love. Don't leave the milk out, it'll congeal, love. Wonderful. That reading has quite drained me and made me quite ravenous. I've ordered the ricotta tortellini as I fancied a slow-burning carb. Come to think of it, that gives me an idea for the title of our big recital. Slow Burning Salford. Because if we are what we eat, that is Salford. Slow burning, like a fuse. Perfect. That's better. Now do hurry up with the tortellini.
That was Sir Ralph Stanza's letter from Salford.
Yes, hello. Is the man who masquerades as your wine waiter anywhere to be found?
It featured James Quinn.
Because he doesn't know his Puy Fumés, that's why.
With Alison Darling,
oh,
Jack Deem,
right.
Mark Chatterton,
well,
Stephen Hoyle and Gemma Thompson.
2002 Hungarian country wine, best drunk on day of purchase.
It was written by James Quinn.
So that I can give him a few basic pointers regarding wines from the Loire.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
No, not from the bar, from the Loire.